ABC Radio Australia.
With Papua New Guinea's COVID-19 crisis worsening, it's now asking for international support. The World Health Organization is looking for emergency medical teams on PNG's behalf who would be deployed into the country's provincial hospitals, which have been struggling to cope with a surge of patients. Hundreds of cases and more than a dozen deaths have been confirmed in recent weeks, but with testing rates so low, authorities say the real figure will be much, much higher. Meanwhile, neighbouring Solomon Islanders are watching on and hoping PNG's Delta outbreak doesn't make its way to them. It had put real pressure on the country's health system and health workers' ability to treat patients with other issues. And that's already an issue they're facing, struggling to access to treat diseases like cancer. International border closures and limited flights have played havoc on supply chains, making it even more difficult to get drugs into the country and into patients. As Chris and Rita Amanu-Leong reports from the capital, Honiara, it's affecting how patients are being treated at the country's largest hospital.
Joanna was 4 days shy of turning 37 when she died on a hospital bed in Honiara, leaving her family devastated.
A week before she passed, we planned a birthday cake, actually ordered it already.
Her husband, Philip Lilomo, says it was meant to be a joint celebration with their eldest child, Sean, who was turning 13 that week. Instead, Philip and their four kids had to say their final goodbyes to Joanna, who'd had cervical cancer. According to the Global Cancer Observatory, every year, 65 women are diagnosed with cervical cancer in Solomon Islands. It's the country's biggest killer of women, with 40 dying from the disease each year. In Joanna's case, the couple noticed the first signs of illness in March last year, and Philip took his wife to a nearby health centre.
There were a couple of trainee nurses from the local national university here manning the clinic that day, and they actually gave the wrong diagnosis to my wife.
She was given the all clear, but 9 months later, her condition worsened and she bled heavily. That time, Joanna went to the country's main hospital in Honiara, the National Referral Hospital, for tests, where oncologist Dr. Andrew Soma treated her.
Joanna was referred to us in January this year, 2021, by the gynecology team. She was the patient and they diagnosed her with stage 2 cancer of the cervix. So she was referred here for palliative chemotherapy for cancer of cervix. Stage 2B simply means that it has already spread and it's beyond cure, especially for us in the Solomon Islands.
He says Joanna was different from many other patients as her cancer was slow to respond to chemotherapy.
In between those cycles, she's been bleeding on and off. And so we had to prolong some time while waiting for her to be transfused up to the required level before chemotherapy. And I think we got up to her fifth cycle. And just as we were ready to give the sixth cycle, we ran out of cisplatin, which is the medication she's receiving for palliative chemotherapy.
Dr. Sommer says the delay meant Joanna and others on the same treatment had to wait until supplies were flown in.
At that time, there was quite a long period where we couldn't get the cisplatin in. It's at least 2 months before we managed to get the medication in the country. I'm aware of a few difficulties, and even like COVID-19 is a big stumbling block to getting sufficient drugs in time.
The hospital CEO, Dr. George Malefoasi, says drug shortages do happen from time to time, but the global pandemic had a major impact on the hospital's procurement system.
Drugs, national medical store, every altogether needs from everyone, from the provinces, from hospitals.
The national medical store gets the needs of all the provincial hospitals and the national referral hospital. They put it together and develop its procurement. Either it's tendered out or there's a preferred supplier. One specific drug, the cervical cancer drug, does not follow this normal process. So usually with cancer drugs we do needs-based, meaning we find out how many patients are on these drugs and then we put in a buffer of one or two extra supplies. One issue we face is with the specialised drugs, though, as they only go to certain areas. And during March, April and May this year, we experienced a shortage of these drugs.
Dr. Sommer says his office had pushed the procurement team, but it wasn't possible to get the drugs into the country on time. When they did arrive in Solomon Islands, it was too late for Joanna, who'd died. Dr. Sommer says it's an unfortunate situation and one that could be prevented.
The pharmacy guys are tired of seeing me, but, you know, sometimes it's out of their reach as well. So we're trying to work with the pharmacy guys and the procurement people to try and improve on this. I actually had a discussion with one of the pharmacists to try and increase our supplies as well for our patients, as one of the things that affects the supply is also our patients are increasing since we started in September 2018.
Dr. Sommer says the late arrival of the drugs also affected three other patients who missed their chemotherapy cycles. For Philip, it's simply not good enough.
What really frustrates me is me and my wife, we are both at work. We have been contributing to taxes for past 10 years. And the least we expect is those services that we paid for through our taxes to be available the only time, I should mention, the only time we needed it, it wasn't there. It is high time that our leaders or the government place much priority in ensuring we have these services. Our motto speaks for itself. To lead is to serve, and our leaders, you are there to save your people, and not having the basic or required life-saving equipment or services at our only national referral hospital here at the capital, Honiara, is far from saving your people.
The government's National Health Strategic Plan highlights the need for additional spending on pharmaceuticals, but the health ministry did not respond to questions on the measures it's put in place to avoid shortages of cancer medication in the future. But Philip hopes change will happen, and it's why he's speaking out about Joanna's story.
If she's still looking down on us from heaven, we did not take it by today. We just simply sent her off to a better place. She will be with us through memory, and it is my promise to her at her burial that I will ensure her children will remember her through these memories.
That's Philip Lilimo, ending that report by Chris and reader Amanu Leong in Honiara.